And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Monday, October 16th, 2023, in the year of our Lord. I'm going to start saying that, kind of like Steve Bannon says that, in the year of our Lord, because how true is that, especially with what we're seeing with respect to the Israel situation and whatever. With me, of course, is Randy Taylor, part of the program, big part of the program, big part of the platform, big part of the effort that we that you don't see, things that you don't see behind the scenes, the research, the investigation, the infiltration. Folks, this is so important. We have now, because of the man that I have with me together, well, mostly him, we've infiltrated certain areas that normal public does not see. And this is truly an investigative report, investigative platform. First and foremost, we're sharing with you our intelligence, the intelligence that we receive. Before I get into today's program, I want to thank you, the people who, I'm going to tell you what, the people who really have given us the ability to do this. And we could not do this without you. I do want to say that we have some terrific new sponsors. Folks, if you have not done so already, I ask that you do this. Noble Gold is a company that I think a lot of. I mean, I hold them in high esteem, and there's a reason. Before I take on any particular sponsor, I make sure that there's no conditions with sponsorship. But Noble Gold, I also try them out, covertly try them out. And I did that with my stepson, Josh. And I'll tell you what, they passed with flying colors. If you are feeling uneasy right now, if you're feeling unsure about your finances, and I think everyone is, especially with you hear about all of these different things coming into play, you are not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. And now, this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Okay, I went through this with my stepson. We set it up, qualified. It's a beautiful coin, but it's an even, in my view, an even better retirement IRA plan. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now, or no, don't do that. Don't do that. Let me rephrase that. Go to HagmanReportGold.com right now. Protect your retirement with a gold IRA. That's HagmanReportGold.com. Or you can call 877-646-5347. Okay, that's Noble Gold Investments, HagmanReportGold.com. Call 877-646-5347. Noble Gold is who I trust. I'm telling you right now, flat out. So do that, and you'll be happy. Guarantee you. Also, a couple of things. Folks, go to HagmanPI.com. The link, by the way, to Noble Gold will be on is on HagmanPI.com, and it's HagmanReportGold.com. And I thank them for all they do. By the way, there is a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Now, getting right into things, obviously, the big news is Israel, World War III. The man behind, the man next to me, the man with me, sent me a communication saying we're staring at World War III right in the face, and we are. And you know, I picked up, I did this real quick, and then I'm gonna bring Randy Taylor on. I picked up my Bible, okay? Yes, my Bible, and I was looking through some of the various passages, some of the various scripture, and a lot had to do with Damascus. One of the things that we have to understand is this: what happened in Israel did not happen in the vacuum. The attack against the people of Israel, the civilians, the attack against Israel was a year plus in the planning. It is Iranian funded. Don't forget, we sent $6 billion of cash to Iran. That money supposedly earmarked for humanitarian reasons, not it didn't have to be. The equipment we left in Afghanistan is being used. Some of the equipment, and this is something I think Randy Taylor will back me up on this. Some of the information I'm beginning is the equipment we left, or some of the equipment from Ukraine, is being used in it was used by the Hamas terrorists. And then there's this discussion too about Israel. You know, they're the occupiers. Well, when you look at the history of Israel, and I was going through some of this, it was in 1400 BC, just very quickly, that Joshua entered the land. Again, look in the Bible or look in the history books. Joshua entered the land in 1400 BC. In 1000 BC, the kingdom of David was established. In 957 BC, the first temple was built, and the first temple of Solomon was built. In 515 BC, the second temple was built. In 70 BC, Jerusalem was destroyed. Okay, again, giving you some history. The Jews were exiled from that land in 136 AD. At the Roman, it was a Roman, the Romans exiled the Jews, renamed the land Philistina, or Palestine, as it was translated, but it's Philistina. And the 1917, the British Parliament, Jews' land, known as what was known at that time as the as Palestine, the Balfour or the British Parliament gave this land to the Jews, or gave a portion of the land to the Jews. In 1920, the Arabs began killing Jews in the land. 1922, Transjordan to Jordan was renamed to Jordan. These are just some of the highlights. 1937, folks, the Peel Commission in 1937, research that. The British, 1939, the British restricted Israel immigration to what is known, what some people will call Palestine, I think erroneously. And even through the current last century and the current century, with the Camp David Accords, the Abraham Accords, the Oslo Accords, it's always Israel giving land to the Arabs. And, you know, with Gaza, 25 miles long, 5 miles wide, I was thinking about this, and then I'm going to turn this right over to Randy. I was thinking about this. The Arabs, the Palestinians, they could have had a garden where Gaza is. And instead, they turned it into a military encampment. And I just want to let people know that that's where we're at. And, you know, the moral relativism that is out there, the BS that's out there, that there's got to be a proportionate response. And if you heard Biden on 60 Minutes or whatever program it was yesterday, what a pathetic response that was. But with respect to, you know, how his heart goes out to the Jews, meanwhile he is absolutely screwing Israel and siding with communist China. One more thing before I get into this, and then we're going to be talking about all of this. Our southern border, folks, if you go to HagmanPI.com, Michael Yon's report with a report from, I think, Friday or Saturday. You've got to watch that. It's a video there. And also, Michael Yon was on with Alex Jones. That's a very important interview. But folks, we've got a mess in our southern border that also involves, and you're not going to hear this, I don't think, anywhere else. In my conversations with the people down in Darien Gap and in the southern border, or below the southern border, you've got involvement of Cuba. You have got Chinese nationals coming across the border. And in the Darien Gap, in the jungle, you've got something known as the Chinese jungle tigers. Pay attention to this. Remember this, Chinese jungle tigers. when they get past the Darien Gap, they will take chickens, and I'm not making this up, they will take chickens and they will kill the chickens, drink their blood, and this is a ritualistic kind of thing. This is a ritual of the Chinese army. But this is what's coming across the border. You have the Chinese setting up in Cuba, bases in Cuba right now. Currently, we have 4 Chinese consulates in the U.S. We've got missions at the UN. You've got the 4 consulates being 1 in New York, 1 in Chicago, 1 in Los Angeles, and 1 in San Francisco. You've got secret police stations that have been set up by the Communist Chinese to harass Chinese nationals here legally, and they're funneling the illegals through the southern border. They call them, by the way, not police stations, but secret special service stations. So all of this combined, and you've got Hamas members coming through the southern border in greater numbers today than 2 weeks ago. So this, when you connect the dots between the southern border and what's going on in Israel, you can see that this was in the planning for a long time. All right, I'm done talking about these current state of affairs, and we are looking at a ground offensive about to start in Gaza. And by the way, Randy Taylor, it hurts my head to think about this.
Yeah.
Okay. You have Israel dropping flyers. Okay. Hamas sets up their war machine in civilian locations and hospitals and schools. So you have Israel dropping flyers saying, get out here. You can freely move south, north, whatever. Actually moving, I guess moving from one end of Gaza to the other, safe passage. They've allowed them, they've done everything except give them a ride to safety. The Israel, the IDF has just done everything except give them a ride to safety. Yet they're the bad guys in all this, or being made to be the bad guys. There's a poll out, and this was published today. I can't share the screen with you. Does Israel have a right to strike back against Hamas? 50% said absolutely. 21% said not sure. 8% said no, and 21%. Or another 20% said yes, with but conditionally. Okay, it just hurts my head because when you take the numbers, we are as a country divided. We're divided pretty much 50-50, whether it be race. Aspect of any issue, we are divided. This country never been this divided since the Civil War. So having said all of that, my friend, take it away.
I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of these protests. Well, first of all, how are you doing today, buddy? Let's start with that.
I'll tell you what, tired. I've been
you look really tired, man.
Here's the thing. We are facing World War III.
Yep.
And I had when I got to the studio this morning, there was a delivery that was made of a piece of equipment. So when Eric gets back, we can actually replace what we have. And I was talking to this gentleman, and we were talking about current affairs, and he said, "Are you ready for a civil war?" And I said, "Yeah, I can see one coming." And he said, "You know, people don't understand what we're facing." And I thought it was a very astute observation. I think people are walking around out there with their heads buried in their phones, and they just don't know. So, with all the research, the investigation, and by the way, Shatter, later this week, I've got a really great in studio guest when Eric gets back. If all things go right, savethem.org will be in studio, as well as Craig Sawyer from Vets for Child Rescue. If all things go right, and the way they've been going, who knows? But yeah, so that answers that.
Craig's a big boy.
Yes. And he's
his arms are like my legs, you know.
I'm going to tell you what, he can kill you with a straw or a napkin, but the fact of the matter is, he's been down at the southern border, and he knows what's going on. We're being invaded, and this is deliberate, and you've got Hamas people. So if you saw what happened in Israel, and don't look away,
understand
it's coming here.
And you can believe it's coming. Our government, the United States government, is more concerned with the borders in Ukraine and in Israel than they are our border. Exactly. And our border has been completely violated. I mean, when I say violated, they're just walking in the door.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I get the videos and I see them. And the thing is, I almost get tired of playing them because I'm just going to see the same thing over and over. And all it does is infuriate me, because there's got to be something in the Constitution or somewhere. There's got to be something, or in our Bill of Rights, something that says we have the right to defend our borders. There's got to be something.
Randy, and, why do you think, okay, we've got Customs and Border Patrol people and National Guard actually cutting the barbed wire, letting these people in.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Greg Abbott, who everyone says, yeah, he's a good guy. He's a Republican, you know,
and I fell for that too. You pointed, I had never really looked at Greg Abbott, and I said something one day and Doug corrected me, and I followed up as I'm going to do.
Yep.
And Doug was absolutely right. This guy is,
he's a WEF.
He's part of the problem.
Yeah.
He's part of the problem.
So
he puts on a nice show come election time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People also, because he's in a wheelchair, feel for him in that regard. Because remember, we don't worry about qualifications anymore. We're into novelty politicians, man. Put a black dude in there. Put a black girl over here. Let's get a transsexual or transvestite in the military put him in charge. This is how crazy we are. Who's the clown that Newsom? The clown that runs California. He needed to put somebody in. The first thing out of his mouth was, it's going to be a black woman. What? Where does this come from? Where does this asinine horse crap come from? It makes no sense, my friend.
It doesn't.
The States isn't the only place doing it. They do it in Canada. Okay. Yep. It's like, grab the biggest moron you know, slap him in the job, and it's trial by fire. Things go to hell for 2 years, and they wonder why. Look who you put in there. That Chrystia Freeland, the deputy prime minister, that one that created a position for her. She used to be a blogger. That's her experience.
She's from Nazi bloodline.
Too. Oh, yeah. Well, okay, well, there's that royalty in her bloodline. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
She is on the board of the World Economic Forum. Okay,
yep.
This is crazy. But I sit around and I look at what's going on, and it's almost like you can call it play-by-play now. People are, the biggest battle right now is people going, you know, save the Palestinian people. There's a big difference between Hamas and the Palestinian people. And I've get this all day from knuckleheads at different social platforms. And I'm like, man, you see the same videos that I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for the most part. But when I'm looking at videos, and most of the people, like the one I sent you, Doug, the most of the people in the video are Palestinian civilians carrying AK-47s. You can tell when it's Hamas, okay? There's no joke. You can tell when it's Hamas. That's a perfect picture right there. This is an entire video. But if you look closely at this picture, the guy in the red shirt, okay, He's wearing like black jeans. They're not, there's nothing military there.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. He's got an LBE, load bearing equipment, and an AK-47, but that's a Palestinian civilian. Also, if you look back by the truck, if you look up in the bed over the cab, those guys are actually Hamas terrorists. They are Hamas soldiers. Okay. They're in uniform. But you look over here on the right, you got civilians. These are Palestinian civilians. And a lot of people missed something that was said in the news reports. Okay. And I'll tell you why. If they kept bringing it back up, this is kind of like when they shot the plane down in Pennsylvania on 9/11, accidentally said it on the radio, and then had to, you know, get that reporter off to La La Land so he'd never talk again. All right. This is the same thing. What happened is Hamas blew a hole in a wall, a huge hole, and over 1,500 Palestinian civilians rushed in through that hole and terrorized, murdered, raped, committed arson in the neighborhoods that they walked in. Hamas let them in, and the civilians went in and did it. And anybody that says I'm lying, you can kiss my butt.
Okay? I don't hear you.
Because I'm telling you what happened. If you look, listen, everybody gets this bad habit because a lot of people aren't really familiar with Hamas. They hear the name. They know what it, okay, we know it's bad guys, right?
Yep.
No, Hamas is its own little army. They're actually uniformed.
Yes.
Okay? They're consistent. I mean, we know this from doing research here the last 20 years in the Middle East. This guy right here is not, he's not Hamas. That's a Palestinian civilian. And if we ever got that video to play, we're having trouble.
Yeah, you want to play it?
Yeah, let's see if we, it's real short.
All right. Yeah, it's okay. 18 seconds. Here it is.
Watch this, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see if we can get it to play. Well, it's not playing, but
yeah.
Okay, so if I drag it,
there you go. There's more.
Yeah.
All right. The people you're seeing, see the kid in the red t-shirt there?
Yeah.
Then you see another kid high on the walking on the wall on the far left. He is a Palestinian civilian. These are Palestinian civilians, and Hamas doesn't wear light brown headgear like that.
Okay.
They always wear black. Okay. Look at this. These are Palestinian civilians. And they're out there killing people, facilitated by Hamas, but they were doing it. And I'll tell you another thing. You cannot tell me for the year that this was being planned that the Palestinians there in Gaza City and where these Katyusha rockets were being fired from, you cannot tell me they did not see that stuff going into place and know that that stuff was in place. They didn't set all those Katyusha rockets up, you know, 15 minutes before invading. That was going on for some time. The civilians know it. That's a great picture there. Yeah, I don't see one Hamas soldier in that picture.
Well, the other question is, did Israel miss it? Or was it kind of like a 9/11 kind of...
I'll tell you, I will say this. Hamas did very well.
Yeah.
From a military standpoint. They had it by the numbers. They did it by the numbers, Doug. And Israel has really got their hands full as they go into Gaza City here. I'm telling you. These guys, they've really gotten their crap together. We used to pull, if you remember, we used to pull videos that were strictly Palestinians training. Their training was every bit as tough, if not tougher. Hamas, their training was every bit as tough as Al-Qaeda, if not tougher, because they were more uniform than Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was kind of, all right, here's a weapon. Go kill. You know what I mean? Very right. Simple. Where Hamas is more disciplined. They actually make plans. It's hard to differentiate what I'm saying. They also come off in a different appearance altogether. It's easy to spot Hamas. Very easy to spot them. The problem is they hide amongst them. Now they're not going to be running around in fatigues. That's the problem we have. They're not going to be necessarily in fatigues. We're going in just like we had to do in Iraq. I remember going into Baghdad, going into Fallujah. It's hard on the civilians, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't have, look, I'm a Christian, but here's where I'm at. I don't have any sympathy for the Palestinian people as a whole. Now, that may sound cruel.
No, I think I'm
I'll
over
tell you why. Yeah, I'm past it. I'm done. Yeah. They knew this was coming. If you look at all these films and you people are looking on social media, one thing you're going to notice in every one of those films, almost every Palestinian you see has a cell phone.
Yep.
You want to tell me why they couldn't dial their Jewish neighbors, one of the checkpoints, and say, hey, something's coming. I love my people. We don't want anything to do with Hamas. No. And don't tell me because you're afraid of Hamas. Don't. Yeah. Don't. You're either, you know why? You could die going and ratting out Hamas, or you can die when the Israelis come in to clean house.
Which I'm sure is going to take place.
Exactly. You remember that God used to instruct the Israeli, every living thing.
Yeah.
Every living thing. And they would kill it. They would kill it right down to nothing. And
yeah.
Look, most civilians and civilizations, most cultures, do not teach children that are 3 or 4 years old to kill.
That's right.
You understand?
This goes back to you and I when we found training films.
Tons of them. Children. Yeah. Doug, you took me to a school in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I think it was Buffalo.
Yep.
You took me to school where they were doing military training in a residential school.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, a school setting in a residential setting that Correct. Was a military. I think it used to be an armory or something. Doug showed me the videos there, and I was like, oh, my God. And that's in the U.S. And these kids, I'll tell you right now, most five-year-old Palestinians could take apart an AK-47, clean it, put it back together better than I could and faster than I could.
Yeah.
These kids are taught to kill while our children are playing, you know, beep, 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 playing games and on TikTok and this, that, and the other. These people are teaching their kids to kill. So here's your dilemma.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I kill them now or do I wait 20 years and kill them? That's a hard call. And I am not a cruel man. Anybody that knows me knows that I love children. I have children. Okay. I'm really cool with kids. I'm sorry. But these people, when they do crap like that, are bringing it on themselves. They knew this attack was coming and they didn't see it. They were rejoicing in the streets. I've got the videos rejoicing in the streets because they have a dead girl that's been beaten, raped, and murdered in the back of a pickup truck and parading her through the streets. And it isn't Hamas soldiers jumping around in the streets. It's Palestinians.
I over the weekend, I saw a video of Palestinians celebrating, not Hamas, yes. Not Hezbollah, but celebrating 9/11. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
You know, and throwing out candy again,
yes, sir.
Civilians.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then you're going to ask me for sympathy?
Right.
No.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. See, the general public doesn't get to see this, Doug. You know that.
Yeah.
They don't get to see necessarily what we see. But anyway, we're going to stick a couple videos on the website here in the next few days.
Yeah.
We don't even have to explain them. You can go to it, play it. You can tell by the freeze frame picture that's on the front. One's going to show you that these people, you know, mixed in with Hamas. Okay, they're actually Palestinians. And I'll tell you the reason we're putting that up. A lot of you folks are computer savvy. You're on social media platforms. Indirectly or directly, you've probably gotten in an argument with somebody in the last 7 days. Some leftist. I want these videos for you. I already know the truth. But the people that want to argue with you, they need to see the truth. And we're going to do that for you.
Why?
So that you, can set them straight.
Go on.
It's just so they can set them straight, so that our audience can set them straight. Because it's the biggest lie being perpetuated at this precise moment in time worldwide, is that Palestinians are innocent.
Okay. All right. And I think...
And this will give you a little more argument when you go to bump heads.
Yeah, I think well-informed is well-armed, and I think we need to really... at some point, you have to say enough is enough. We saw, a 500,000 gather in London, some in Paris, some in other...
I couldn't believe how many were in London, but then London flushed itself down the toilet years ago with immigration.
Exactly.
Canada's doing the same thing. U.S.
U.S.
I don't even know why they ought to just send the Border Patrol home. They ain't doing anything.
Well, they're processing the illegals or the ones
that... The ones they catch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, give them UN bank cards.
Do you think, kind of not changing topics, but on the same topic, we have right now, we're leaderless without in terms of the House of Representatives. Do you think that this was timed? I don't believe in coincidences. We've got no House of Representative, Speaker of the House. You've got Ilhan Omar and others, Rashida Tlaib, who are voicing their support, not against Israel, but for the Palestinians. Well, indirectly against Israel.
It's omission. They're doing it by omission.
Yeah, I mean,
they're accusing Israel by omission. It's like telling a lie by omission.
And of course, the open southern border, you've got Biden, who's useless, but it's Obama the Muslim that's really calling the shots. I mean, do you see all of this kind of like a part of a larger plan, or is this kind of just...
Yeah, I think what they want is they want war in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And they want to wipe out the Muslims, period. They're trying to make it look like, oh, we're with the Palestinians and all that. Ultimately, they want the leaders of Iran, the leaders of Syria gone, so they can push this new world order. See, folks,
that's right.
Look at immigration. Okay, who's piling in legally? Muslims. Tons of them. After 9/11, we threw the floodgates open in every Western country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you had the Arab Spring, which we know the Arab Spring was designed to topple Muslim leaders that would have nothing to do with what I'll call a white boy globalist plan. They want a caliphate with a Muslim in charge of the entire world. So they've got their ideas. The white people have theirs. But the white people have more money and guns. And that's what's going on. They're trying. They secretly hope that Israel wipes out Palestine so that Iran and Syria can retaliate against Israel. Bear in mind, remember, dig up the Bible, look up Gog and Magog.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that part, because I was always thinking that Russia would never do this or never do that. If you trace, when they talk about Gog and Magog, if you trace it to where it would have been in biblical times, it is right in Russia, right in the center. And they will come down from the north.
Yeah.
So they're in your Bible and attack Israel.
You know, I have a map, a biblical map, based on biblical prophecy. Gog and Magog. I was just kind of looking for it when you were talking.
But that's that right there. When you see what's happening right now,
yeah,
and you'll also know the allegiance, because remember, during the Arab Spring, right, took out Saddam Hussein, Muammar Gaddafi, I guess Sadat out of power in Egypt, right?
Yep.
And then Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, was next. But as soon as we started with the using Al-Qaeda and calling them Syrian freedom fighters, Putin's not stupid, okay? That's the part that bothers me in all this, okay? I like the guy, but he is very anti-globalist. And anybody that thinks that Israel isn't on the globalist thing, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They are. Look, I know they're supposed to be God's people. I get that. I follow what my Lord tells me. But at the same time, you got some really bad elements inside that nation.
Yeah.
Seriously bad elements. They are globalists. And they're part of this. This whole thing, something stinks about this, because the problem I have is, how could this get past Mossad? They know when somebody's coming to the fence with a bomb stuck up their butt.
Exactly.
So explain this to me. You're talking literally probably at least 100 Katyusha rocket launchers. Then the rockets. I mean, come on. That stuff, they don't have tunnels from Gaza to Iran. The stuff came overland.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't tell me that they didn't know. They might not have known the day, but damn it, they knew it was coming. And that blood, including the blood of Americans, is on some people's heads over there. And shame on them. And they will face the Lord for it one day.
Do you think, Netanyahu, who was in trouble anyway politically, do you think that he knew or had
secretly, secretly, I believe that he knew there was a buildup. I don't know if he knew when it would be executed, but he had to know there was a buildup. These guys are not stupid. Mossad is probably the premier best intelligence agency in the world, okay, with the resources that they have. The CIA has far more reach, okay? But these guys, when it comes to keeping an eye on Palestinians and the Arab world, they have to. They have to know everything, because they're that little fly in the soup. This is something that's really screwed up, but I think the goal is, and we were talking about bringing Muslims like crazy into Western nations. And my wife made a good point on that. She says, you know, maybe they want them here so they can start locking them up in camps.
The Muslims or?
Yeah, Muslims. Because they're the ones that are going to resist. Based on Islam and the Quran, they are never going to go for a globalist world. No, none of these Muslims will. Well, not that are coming from hardcore Muslim countries. A westernized Muslim would go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the ones that they're letting in, is that's a whole different breed. They're coming from countries where it's devout Muslims. I'm not talking about Sunday Muslims. We're talking about, you know, devout 24 hours a day, 365 a year.
So, if I'm hearing you correctly, and I think yeah. I think that this is, so, you would take the anti LGBTQ BLT Muslim,
the alphabet soup ones,
right? I mean the true practicing Muslims, and incarcerate them.
I honestly think they have something in store. Why did they build all those FEMA camps, Doug?
Well, I think for us, but okay.
Well, that's possible, but there's a lot of them. We really, folks, if you live near one, please drop us a line.
Yeah.
I need to get a list together of where all these FEMA camps are in the U.S. And if you have something like little Islamberg, like we were talking about last week,
yep,
drop us a line, okay? Now, don't make up anything. You don't have to. There's enough crap in the world already. Okay? Drop us a line and a few pictures. Snap a few pictures. Just so we can add that into the database and we can get it in front of you listeners. A lot of people send me good stuff all the time. Be part of that crowd, man. RT@HagmanPI.com.
There you go.
RT@HagmanPI.com. Send it to me.
And okay. Folks, by the way, in the program notes on Rumble and Brighteon, as well as the audio platforms, his email, Randy Taylor's email, is always listed there under tips, as well as mine. But send them to Randy. And
yeah, because Doug handles so much administration stuff, and he's got to oversee all operations where stuff like that, I can bring it and filter it, because I'll get a lot of crazy stuff too. I do. I get already without asking. I get crazy stuff. So that allows me to filter. It's one step between sending it and putting it on Doug's desk.
So
it gets past me, you'll see it.
One of the themes from emails I received this weekend, and I do read all the emails. I can't respond to all of them. I read all my mail. But one of the questions I had, and I'm going to ask you this. Do you believe that the Muslims already let in through the border, the southern border, and the ones that were already here are waiting for some sort of activation call?
Yes.
To do the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. I believe that since 9/11. Yeah. Without fail. They're the most patient people in the world. And listen, you guys are seeing a few numbers here now where they manage to grab them. These people have been pouring in this border for the last 20 some years since 9/11. We were bagging them at the border right after 9/11. And then the scary part was, and it was the Homeland Security had to come out and say it. They didn't know how many were already in the country. They're talking about the people that are coming in right now that they're bagging could very well be the ones that can't come in with the latest instructions, with the target, and with the money to do it. And they collect their 20 members that have been living here for the last 20 years and say it's go time. These people can be very sophisticated. Very. Okay. The only time they're not sophisticated is if the FBI got involved in it. Sophistication went right out the window. These people, though, they're very good, and they'll wait. They will wait and wait and wait to come back and strike you again.
Yeah.
And they're going to go after, because remember, soft targets are so easy. Anyone can go in and start shooting in a school. Anybody can go to the mall and start shooting. That's where they're, and what we're letting in now, we can't, we have no defense against this. Our leaders have put us in jeopardy. They've put every American's life in danger. And they have no right to do that.
Why? Okay. I'm just okay. Man, I've got 1,000 questions, but
go ahead, buddy. Let's roll.
I mean, when Israel, I guess we'll keep to the current events, when Israel begins their ground offensive, which I believe is imminent, the press will use the propaganda of the Palestinians to show, look, see, IDF forces, they killed this baby and they killed this mother. It's going to be all over the news. And this is to gin up anti-Israeli sentiment, anti-Jewish sentiment here in the West. But my question to you, what do you see happening based on your research, investigation, and everything that you've looked at? Once the ground offensive starts, both on a nation-state level, meaning Iran's involvement, China, Russia's involvement, and what about I don't want to say average illegal invader, but what do you see happening on the ground here in North America, both in U.S. and Canada?
I think that Hamas and Iran have made a deal. I also believe Hamas firmly is behind the attack. I also firmly believe that.
But wait a minute, Hamas is behind the attack. We know that. But
Yes.
Iran, you mean?
Yes, Iran. Sorry, Iran's behind the attack.
All
I
right.
firmly believe that. Now, there was some scuttlebutt up until probably about 3 or 4 hours ago, but they were talking, Iran was saying, if you go into Palestine, we're coming after you. That's
Right.
changed. That has changed. They said it's basically their extremists, it's their problem. That's what Iran's saying. I don't trust that for a second. I think what Iran will do is they'll activate the cells within our country. And this is no joke. I want you to just stop and think. Just what if there's 200,000 Iranians that in the last 20 years have snuck into the US that are Iranian Republican, whatever, Republican
National
Guard or
Guard,
whatever.
yeah.
Think about that. That's not a big number. Not when you spread it over 20 years. You're talking about 1,000 people. They can do that in a night. Hell, they can do that in 10 minutes at some of these crossings. Stop and think about that. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't just 9/11. Go back to when we first started bumping heads with Iran. That's the reason I actually joined the military. I wanted to go to Iran and I wanted to bring our hostages home. Just no joke.
Yep.
So I thought that's how it worked. Of course, I was wrong, but see, now if I had been there, then they wouldn't have had all these problems in the desert. But anyway, it was a bad night. The Iran is going to facilitate things in the U.S. That they can have plausible deniability if they need it and if they choose it. But they're going to be directing traffic. These people have been planning the great, we're the great Satan. These people actually do parades where the green and white ones come down, and there's all these people that make it look like an American flag. And the missile hits the American flag and shatters it. They do these shows. They love the thought of killing us. No joke. They want us gone. And you have to admit some it's because of the problems they cause. We want them gone. We also they're not honoring their nuclear arms, any of that nuclear treaty. Not they're not. They're, you can thank John Kerry for that. Okay.
I think a lot more. I mean, the names could carry for one. You've got not Biden, but Obama, all of his
Oh, with the cash, man.
regime. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. He says it's their money. I don't give a damn if it's their money.
Well, you
How
got
could I ever
Victoria.
give it?
You got
I would just
Victoria
freeze
Nuland
it and
and.
leave it.
But you know, this is not a left and right thing at the moment. This as well, this is a globalist versus non-globalist or nationalist
And
situation.
that's where it gets messy, Doug,
Yeah, right.
because Putin is left no choice but to back Syria and Iran because they're his neighbors.
Right.
That puts him in a position now where eventually him or a leader behind him is going to come down and go after Israel.
Correct.
It's in the Bible. It's not, it's no, I'm not just making it up. Okay. I didn't read it on the bathroom wall before I got here. So that in itself, think about it, that really complicates things because I personally, I like Putin's attitude towards the globalists. Personally, I do.
I agree.
The globalists are not going to do anything for mankind. Klaus Schwab needs to be hunted down and indicted. He needs to die in prison. Okay, and his little daughter and all his little misfit minions that hang around the World Economic Forum that are breaking into governments and their cabinets and getting people to sign stupid crap with bribe money and empty promises.
Are they just merely like World Economic Forum? Are they merely exploiting this, or did they have a hand in the? I don't want to say.
I'm gonna say that they very well, because whatever's going on is even higher than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody, all this, a lot of this, you know, you say, like, who's really in charge of Iran? You think the president of Iran is in charge of Iran? No, he's not.
No,
we don't. But we don't know exactly. Ooh, that's the problem with the globalists. I mean, we see these little turds like Gates, Soros, these that pond scum. We see that all day long. We know they're globalists. They're easy. If there was a war on a globalist, they'd be the first ones to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's the ones that we don't see. The Rothschild further down the line. You don't see the Rockefellers. They're out there somewhere.
The DuPonts.
These people, yeah. The ones where it's so massive, you can't believe how big it is. What is that, BlackRock?
BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street Capital.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, it'd be easier to tell me what they don't own. Seriously. And you look at that and... Man, there's a lot of players here. And then you get your defense contractors in here. Everybody's got their hand out to make a buck. War is great for business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Economically, if the U.S. Here's where I think the line would be. Yeah. One, I don't think Israel's going to necessarily do a heavy-duty ground incursion until that second aircraft carrier group is in place.
Now, you mentioned that to me, and I thought that was a great observation. Go ahead.
Yes, that is my feeling, because since when did Israel care about the weather? You know what I'm saying? And you're seeing the same films I am. The weather's nothing going on with the weather.
Right.
So why would they stall? They don't want to look like wussies or incompetent or anything like that, or that they're afraid. I'll tell you what they do. They're waiting for that second battle group, and reason being, that second battle group is a visual and physical deterrent with the message to Iran and to Syria. Because now you have two U.S. fleets sitting out there that could literally bomb them back to the Stone Age.
Yep.
No joke. I mean, unleash the wrath of God on them. So, and they know that. So I think that's why up front they're saying, oh, no, the extremists, they made this problem. They got to take care of it. It's their problem, not ours.
Right.
I don't trust them as far as getting spit, but I think it's kind of smart of Israel to wait until that second battle group's not necessarily exactly in place, but in range.
In the region. Range. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. In the region to where they can be effective in combat.
It's, okay.
And don't think for a second that if Putin is really pissed off at the U.S. and a whole thing ignites over there, they're going to try and sink those aircraft carriers.
And you know, they have the capability. Russia especially has the capability to do so. All right.
Yes. They've got those anti-ship missiles. They can fire from 150 miles out. That's crazy. Listen, things right now, ladies and gentlemen, pray for wisdom. That's what I pray for. Pray for enlightenment.
Yeah.
Hug your family. Sit down with them. Read a chapter out of the Bible. My dad always told me, he said, just take it and open it. Any page. Open it. Start reading. He says, there's something in your life, in those words you're reading, that you can apply to your life. And that's really an incredible guide. But we're staring World War III right in the eye.
Yeah.
And the only ones that win after World War III, okay, and people are dead. And, you know, and this might be a whole skirmish that the Bible hasn't even covered yet, because maybe the one in the Bible is going to be even worse. We don't know. That's why we're not complacent.
Yeah, I've gotten people say that this is a Psalm 83 war. This is Isaiah 17. This is
complacency is what got us here. And I don't know when God's coming back. I don't know. I don't know when Jesus is coming.
Yeah, well, none of us do.
He doesn't. Yeah, we know not the hour, but
no, we know that we know the general time. Okay, wars, rumors are wars, but you know,
well, yeah, to a point. But I think it's dangerous because people, let's say that they say, well, this is what's happening is going to happen on this day, and it doesn't happen. You just killed any validity you might have with a sinner. Seriously, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people right now, people are scared. So you're going to talk to a lot of sinners if you're talking about, you know, this is what it says in the Bible. This is right where we're at today, right here on this page. Yeah, be real careful with that stuff. Okay, that's playing with fire.
Well, a lot of people that, send me stuff like that this weekend. This is where we're at. This is it.
I get it too. And listen, the friends that we've made over the years here on the program, that send stuff, I'm cool with it.
Right.
We can talk back and forth. But you always have to be careful if you're preaching that to people that are sinners. I'm talking unsaved. Or they haven't accepted Jesus as their Savior. You got to be real careful because if you're wrong, they're going to go, these Christians. I guess his blood's on your hands.
Exactly. Very
think
well
said. Please think about that real hard. And complacency got us here in the first place. Complacency is our biggest enemy.
Speaking of which, we've got about 3 minutes left of this show.
I'm sorry.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
FBI Ray gets on. Why he's still there, I don't know. Gets on TV. Hey.
I like the caveat.
Watch out. There could be copycat attacks on U.S. soil. What does that tell you?
That tells you that they're coming, or there may be some red flags in here. They're putting their world agenda, they're pushing it further. They were getting real panicky because Christians and Muslims were getting together over this issue with children in the schools what's going on, right? They can't handle that. The globalists would be done if we ever united with the Muslims. And we could come to common terms and everybody survived. The globalists would be done, over. They would simply die and go away. The Muslims would probably kill them. Okay? I'm just telling you, they can't have that. And what's happened is marches everywhere, U.S., Canada, all over the West. They don't want their children being taught this sexual stuff at such a wee age, at such a young age. That unite. You bring the kids in, boy. That is one thing that I don't care who you are, where you're from, what color you are, and what you have for breakfast. Most people are not going to stand for that. So guess what? That presented a real problem. So what do? Let's put some division in there between Christians and Muslims. Where can we do that? Oh, Palestine. Perfect. We keep Palestinians on the shelf. Okay. Shake them up. Let's go.
Palestinians on the shelf. I like
you got that. It, buddy.
Yeah,
you've watched it. I know since you and I've known each other, how many times has there been skirmishes?
Oh, you know,
they used to just take turns. When I was doing intelligence, they were just taking turns killing settlers. I used to notify the feds and tell them who was getting killed. And I'd come home that evening. Guess what? Feds didn't do anything, and those people were killed. I could tell them right where it was going to happen. I'm talking right like to where the street.
And we see that today. Mm-hmm. And we went a lot. Look, I would argue that this is what happened in with Israel. I'm sure the warning bells were going off and people declined to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. I think
it's going to be interesting to see who speaks up, Doug.
You know, and that's the thing. When the dust settles, I think, look, I don't know if we're ever going to get the true story, but I do believe. Well, I think you and I both can smell lies when we, you know, we can identify lies easily.
Did you notice the laser weapons that are coming into play in Israel?
I saw that.
Yeah. Gee, what does that sound like? Maybe a direct energy weapon?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so we go, what was Maui, a test run?
And people have forgotten about Maui. People have forgotten
already
about Palestine. People have forgotten about the very issues that we've been dealing with every day. Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's why we're here, folks. We'll stir it back up and have you look at it one more time.
And when Eric the Tech gets back, we are going to have some programs that are going to knock your socks off. Just to keep you informed right now, but we thank you very much for all that you do for us. Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. We can't do it without you. And right now, you guys need us, and we need you.
Amen to that. Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. Thank you so much. Folks, God bless each and every one of you. Please just prepare, pray, and stay safe.